I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. The City of Toronto is launching a pilot project focused on building a new social model for long-term care called CareTO. Toronto Mayor John Tory and Scarborough Centre City Councillor Michael Thompson announced that the facility will be called the Lakeshore Lodge. The CareTO Lakeshore Lodge is focused on hiring additional direct care staff to meet complex and diverse needs of residents, according to a recent press release. For now, the pilot project will focus on 4 hours of direct care per resident per day. The new staff will include nurse practitioners, personal support workers, rehabilitation assistants, recreation coordinators, cleaners, and dining support. These new hires will receive additional training and education to help guide them through the project's transition. The pilot project will be for 12 months before evaluating its rollout to other long-term care homes in Toronto. The project hopes to achieve the following goals, according to the press release. First, shifting away from the traditional task-oriented, schedule-driven models of care. Second, ensuring consistent caregivers for residents to help promote meaningful engagement. Third, redesigning the living spaces to be less institutional and more reminiscent of a home. And lastly, addressing the significant diversity of Toronto's senior residents by promoting resident-centered menus that accommodate culturally diverse and evolving preferences. Approximately $16 million will fund the project. This includes $12 million from the province of Ontario and about $4 million from the City of Toronto. For the evaluation process throughout the next 12 months, the University of Toronto's Faculty of Social Work will evaluate reduced staff turnover, resident and family satisfaction, and relationships between staff and residents. Toronto Mayor John Tory commented on the need for more critical support for the city's seniors. He applauds the new approaches towards more direct care and funding for increased capabilities and capacities. Councillor Thompson said that the approach needs to be holistic, and that the city is committed to maintaining high standards of care through the duration of the pilot project. Also, he mentions building strong and supportive relationships with staff and residents as a priority. In the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic and its effects on several long-term care homes, Tory is hoping this pilot project will help establish new strategies for better quality of care. Other than the funding agreements, Tory said that he could not speak on what the province's plans and next steps are, but he reiterated the city's commitment to the project and future expansions. During the 2022 Ontario election campaign, Premier Doug Ford's healthcare platform mentioned new beds and more facilities for the province's seniors, but there had been no mention of specific plans yet. CJRU reached out to the University of Toronto's Faculty of Social Work and to Toronto Public Health for comment. CJRU is awaiting a response. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.